Far Horizon, written by Tony Park and read by Richard Aspel. They could all hear the beast clearly now, snapping off branches from a tree somewhere in the bush, maybe 40 or 50 metres away. Mike held his breath and craned his neck for a glimpse. It sounded to him like there was only one. The local newspapers and television news had carried a story the week before about how the South African National Parks Board was relocating elephants across the border from Kruger to build up the numbers of big game on the Mozambique side of the Peace Park. But the relocation, according to the media, was happening a fair way north of where the deminers were working. Perhaps the one they could hear now had strayed across the border on his own, Mike mused, or maybe he was a local boy, a survivor of 20 years of poaching and war. If the latter were true, he would know man only as an enemy. The stillness of the moment was shattered by the crack of a heavy caliber rifle shot, followed immediately by a tormented trumpet blast of pain. All three men dropped instinctively to the dirt, but Fernando recovered first, his old instincts guiding his movements. He stood and strode three paces so he was in front of Mike and brought his AK-47 up to his shoulder. The big boar rifle thundered again close by, and Fernando was punched backwards over the top of Mike. Both men sprawled in the dust. Mike lifted the Mozambican off his leg and stared into the horror that was Fernando's face. The bullet had entered his right eye and blown away the back of his skull. His mouth was wide open, and his remaining eye stared fixedly, lifelessly, at the sky. "Carlos, the sat phone!" Mike hissed urgently as he leaned across Fernando's body and grabbed the guide's fallen Kalashnikov from the dust. Carlos nodded, understanding that Mike wanted him to get back to the Nissan. But then he hesitated. From in front of them came another pain-crazed trumpet blast from the wounded elephant. The earth pounded like a rolling quake beneath them, and they heard branches breaking. The bull was coming their way. Mike fumbled with the unfamiliar safety catch on the Russian assault rifle and, still crouched, fired a burst of three rounds on full automatic towards the direction the rifle shot had come from. He aimed low, guessing correctly that the automatic rifle would pull high as he fired the burst. The rifle butt thudded into his shoulder. The acrid smell of cordite burned his nostrils. His heart raced, and he suddenly felt like throwing up.